Well, these guys made a long trip here to come today. Clarion Center for the Arts is an organization that, among other things, nurtures singers. And we have five that we are going to meet this morning. And let me get our music ready for them. And I'll ask you, what's your name?
Mercedes Cunningham.
Nice to meet you. And can you tell me a bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school?
I'm 11 and I go to school at Clarion Area Elementary.
And do you live in Clarion or in a nearby town? Or
I live in Clarion.
Any shout outs or hellos to folks who either are listening now or this will be rebroadcast too and available on demand? So you can say hello to whoever you would like.
Hello to my friends.
Now, I notice you've got a Shrek script in front of you. Are you also in Shrek?
Yes.
And it's that production also. Will you be singing a song from Shrek?
Yes, I will.
Cool. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And let's see who's sitting next to you. What's your name?
I am James Dittman.
And how old are you, James?
I am 10.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And what school do you go to?
I go to Keystone Elementary.
And tell me a little bit about, well, any shout-outs to anybody?
My mother.
That's always a good choice. Anybody else?
My grandmother.
And James has bluish hair, by the way. I like that. There's
he
like
a little purple in there.
Little
too.
Purple, little blue. Excellent. Have you been experimenting with that a lot? Or
yeah, kinda.
It's good. How's it going over?
Good.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's see who's sitting next to you. We'll just pivot your yellow microphone over and we'll get a chance to meet.
Hi, my name is Ava Orkett.
Ava, nice to meet you. And what grade are you in and where do you go to school?
I'm in fifth grade at Clarion Limestone Elementary School.
Excellent. Now, is that a different, I mean, there's Clarion Elementary and Clarion Limestone. Are they close by?
Relatively, but Clarion Limestone's a little bit out of Central Clarion and more into Corsica.
Is it a different school district?
Yes.
I thought so. Any highs or shout-outs you'd like to give?
Hi, Mommy.
Always.
Hi, Dad.
Always a good choice. And there are two more singers we are going to meet. What's your name?
My name is Bindi Weiland.
And Bindi, where do you go to school and how old are you?
I'm 8 and I'm homeschooled.
Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs?
To my grandmother.
Excellent. And finally, somebody who I can barely see. There you are. What's your name?
Raven Cunningham.
Raven, Mercedes, Cunningham. I sense sisters?
Yes.
I thought so. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
And any shout-outs or hellos to anybody? Or did Mercedes steal all the shout-outs?
Hi, Blaze!
Blaze, who's Blaze? Oh, there's Blaze.
Hello.
Who's he?
My brother.
Oh, Mercedes has a brother named Blaze, too. wow. Well, excellent. Well, it's nice to meet all of you. And these folks have a number of songs that they're going to be singing, and they're all from Clarion Center for the Arts, and you'll get a chance to hear them. Let me also have you meet, what an appropriate name, it's Brianna Liberto, it's almost like libretto. tell me a little bit about these kids and their course of study.
Yeah, so these are kids that are in our junior theater class. at Clarion Center for the Arts, and we recently put on a production of Shrek the Musical, so they're going to be singing a few songs from that production. We have the privilege of putting on a junior musical every year at Clarion Center for the Arts, and we have several kids from the community that get involved with that, and it's a great time for the community to come together for the sake of the arts. And of course, these kids are learning about theater, learning about acting and about singing, and building that confidence that is going to go with them for the rest of their lives from their performances on stage.
Well, that is terrific. And we'll give you more information about Clarion Center for the Arts after kids sing. Now, we're going to choreograph this, and I want to be sure I get this right. We have I Know It's Today, and that's going to be sung by you three. So we're going to want to be sure that our microphones are kind of in between each of you so we can pick you up and come a little bit closer, too, so that you're close. I want to be sure we can hear you. I'm in charge of the music, which is something that hopefully will work out. You have to let me know if I make a mistake with the music. And everybody's ready. So we have here we have Bindi and Ava and Raven singing together. All set? Here we go.
There's a princess in a tower. Oh my gosh, that's just like me. Poor Rapunzel needs a haircut, but the witch won't set her free. She passes by seeing, like someone else I know. As you slip by, she sits my ears by. Uh-oh, a torturous existence. I don't remember this part. She wishes she were dead. Skip ahead. But in the end, Rapunzel finds a millionaire. The princess good at climbing and braiding golden hair. So I know he'll appear, and the armor will be blinding, as shining as his perfect teeth. And manly oaths he'll propose on one knee, and our prenup will be binding. About time we set a wedding date, day number 958. I know it's today, he'll show up today.
Princess, any princess, take your pick, they're all like me. Not exactly, I'm still waiting, they're out living happily ever after. Better get here, I want love in seconds flat. No one needs these middle bits. Whoops, did I do that? Cut the villains, cut the vamping, cut this fairy tale, cut the peril and the pitfalls, cut the puppet and the whale, cut the monsters, cut the curses, keep the intro, cut the verses, and the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting. But I know he'll appear, though I seem a bit bipolar. And I'm a vandal now as well. Hope he won't mind. I'm a find, I'm a catch, and a very gifted bowler. It won't be long now, I guarantee. Day number. Are you there, God? It's me, Fiona. It's me, Fiona.
I know it's today.
I know it's today.
I know it's today.
I know is today.
Beautifully done. That is Raven, along with Ava and Bindi. And now next, if I'm doing my my memory correct, we're going to have Ava and Bindi, and we're going to add to Raven and Bindi, we're going to add James. Is that right? James and Mercedes. But those three, I think, are going to sing together next. I'm following along. And if you're just joining us, these are students from Clarion Center for the Arts. You can learn more about their programming at clarioncenterforthearts.com. The next song we are going to hear is Travel Song. Everybody ready? I'm ready too. Here we go.
Sing a song, yes, a travel song when you got to go somewhere. 'Cause the fun, it's getting there, yeah. Oh, what the heck, I must confess, I love a road trip. Sing a song, hit the trail. Forget the maps, forget the guides. Before you know it, you've made strides with me. And I know all I need all along is a path and a pal and a song. So I'm singing and I'm palling with you. See, it makes the time go by faster.
Why me? Why me? Tell me, what was my crime?
We are strolling.
As chatty as a parrot, more annoying than a mime.
Hey, look, a cat that's wearing boots, that's crazy.
Why me? Why me? A simple answer would be fine.
This is good cardio.
Won't someone please send me a sign?
Hey, look, a sign. You need a Pal Avenue straight ahead.
What did I do to deserve this honestly? This mule of mine.
Trail, another way to get around. Before you know it, you've gained ground with me. And I know all I need along is a path and a pal and a song. So I'm singing and I'm palling while I'm with you.
James Dittman and Mercedes Cunningham, you guys are a good pair together. You sounded terrific singing. And now the next song is called Morning Person. And this is the one. This is just Ava. I need to keep track better. So this is Ava on her own. And let's be sure, Ava, are you all set? Feeling good? And the song is called Morning Person.
Good morning, birds. Good morning, trees. Oh, what a lovely day. The sun's so big, it hurts my eyes. But really, that's okay. A brand new day with things to do. So many plans to make. I've had 6 cups of coffee, so I'm really wide awake. I've always been a morning person, a morning girl. Hooray! Good morning, dear. Say, have you heard? Today's my wedding day. I haven't met my husband yet, but I'm hopeful. Anyway, I'll wear a gown, we'll have a ball, and dance forevermore. He'll take me in his massive arms and spin me round the floor. I've always been a morning person, a morning girl. Hooray!
Well, good morning, Pied Piper. Well, I think you may need to change your tune, mister.
Mm-hmm. start a palate cleanse as fresh as lime sorbet. Last night I was a monster, but this morning, I'm okay. This morning, I'm okay.
That is Ava Orchid and beautifully done. Now, the next song is called, I think I've Got You Beat. I was having trouble reading my own scribbles. And let's see who is going to be singing this one. It's Ava again. And it looks like we have James again. And... who's Bindi also, or just the two of you? Just the two of you. I'm going to make sure we're ready musically, and we are. It's fun to be stage crew. Y'all set? Here they are. Again, these are students all from Clarion Center for the Arts.
Yeah. The things you don't know about me, about how rough I had it.
What, you ran out of shampoo a couple times?
I mean about my life.
And that cushy tower of yours?
Cushy? Are you kidding? I had nothing in that tower, fighting boredom by the hour. Princess lonely, walking circles, I had only bare essentials, army cot, a hot plate, and a chamber pot, and every morning I would boil it. No choice, I had no toilet, just a view of devastation out one window, isolation in my bedroom, and very little headroom. 20 years I sat and waited, I'm very dedicated. On the walls the days were added, luckily those walls were padded. So, I think I got you beat, I think I got you beat. Yeah, 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 I think I got you beat, I think I got you beat.
Oh, you think so? That was a sad story, but I've heard better. I'm just saying, A for effort, thanks for playing. Sad to see a princess suffer, but I had it rougher. Like the time a mob with torches burned my britches, see the scorches. You're just whiny. I had a flaming hiney. As I fled, I had to wonder if I were torn asunder. Would an ogre go to heaven? Did I mention I was 7? So, I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think I got you beat. I think I got you. Oopsie. Better out than in, I always say.
I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat.
Yeah.
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 I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat. Beat.
Well, I can tell that's the showstopper right there. I'm not going to tell you which one of these five was making those strange noises. We'll just let that be a secret. Now, can folks come and hear you perform? Will you be performing at all? Sit down and tell us a little bit of Brianna. Will there be a chance to see a performance?
Well, our performance for this show was actually back in January. We typically hold our junior theater musical production in the end of January. Next year, though, we are hoping to be able to produce 2 junior musicals. We're hoping to be able to do one for the end of January 2018, and then again the end of June 2018. So that is the goal. But we also offer dance and other things like that. So we actually have a dance recital coming up the end of May as well.
Well, that's great. And it's Clarion Center for the Arts dot clarionlimetry.com. And you guys are really talented. If you're listening in the Clarion area, and we have listeners there in that vicinity, I'm sure they might like to get involved. What is the age range of kids that you serve?
For our theater, we take second grade all the way through high school. So we actually have a high school theater program as well. But for dance, we take them as young as 18 months. So from 18 months all the way through high school, and then even some adult dance classes as well.
Well, terrific. Now, you have one more song. We're doing an encore, and I don't know the name of it.
Well, do you guys want to do I'm a Believer? All of you guys sing it together?
Yeah.
Let's do that. It's actually the last one on the track.
Okay, so let me find my way to it, and I am there. So here it is. I want to thank all of you for being here. Did anybody think of something they wanted to say that they didn't get a chance to say? Shout outs or anything? Yes.
Thank you, Miss Brianna.
Hi, my mother's boyfriend, Rob.
Hi, Miss Drew.
Also, hi, Derek.
Hope your show goes well, Miss Drew.
Their teacher actually is performing in Pump Boys and Dinettes right now.
Ah.
So some of us get to go see her this afternoon, which is awesome.
Excellent. She's been on a billboard all over town. Anybody else? See.
My brother. Hi, Levi.
Mercedes has somebody.
Hi, Donnie and my mom and dad.
My sister, Willow.
Hi, Donnie.
Okay, Donnie's getting lots of love here. Okay, this is I'm a Believer. So here we go. Everybody ready?
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Whoop.
Meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer.
I saw her face.
Not a trace. No, not a trace of doubt in my mind. In my mind, I'm in love. Ooh, I'm a believer.
I thought love was more or less a given thing.
Whoop, whoop.
But the more I gave, the less I got. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What's the use in trying?
Doo-doo, doo-doo.
All you get is pain.
Doo-doo, doo-doo.
When I wanted sunshine, I got rain. I got rain. I got rain. And then I saw her face.
I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer.
I saw her face.
Not a trace. No, not a trace of doubt in my mind. In my mind, I'm in love.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe.
I believe.
Bravo. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. You sounded great.